Here's the essential summary for The Progressive Fortress, How Boston's Liberal Suburbs Built America's Most Effective Segregation System. The bottom line, Greater Boston's progressive suburbs vote 80% plus Democratic while maintaining exclusionary zoning that effectively bars Black and Hispanic families through 2M plus entry fees. The Big Down Zone of 1968-1975, enacted during the busing crisis, created structural segregation more effective than overt racism because it's legally enforceable. Understanding this system helps buyers recognize which towns maintain exclusion by design versus genuine integration efforts. Who needs this? Homebuyers evaluating Greater Boston towns, families seeking diverse communities, anyone wondering why progressive towns remain so segregated, buyers choosing between excellent school districts, people trying to understand the MBTA community's ACT resistance. Key insights. Number one. Progressive voting, inclusive housing. Many deep blue towns maintain exclusionary zoning. Number two, the Big Down Zone, 1968-1975, banned multifamily housing during the busing crisis. Number three, minimum lot sizes requiring 2MC+ effectively exclude most Black Hispanic families. Number four, MBTA communities' ACT resistance reveals the gap between progressive rhetoric and practice. Number five, school district excellence often correlates with racial exclusion, not just wealth. Number six, structural racism persists through policy, not just individual prejudice. What to do next? Use our Town Finder to identify communities that balance school quality with genuine diversity. Research your target town's zoning history and MBTA Communities Act compliance. Understand that excellent schools often come with exclusionary costs.